Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not just a conqueror. No, not just a conqueror. I'm not just a conqueror, but I'm more than a conqueror. I'm not just a conqueror. No, not just a conqueror. I'm not just a conqueror, but I'm more than a conqueror. So fine, I know I'll win, I won't give in, 'cause I'm more than a conqueror. My world is strong, my faith.
Oh,
That we are more than conquerors. If we were just conquerors, we'd be like anybody else. But we are more than conquerors. How I know that? Because we have overcome the world through him. And you got to know that we are more than conquerors through him. And that's important because when Romans in 37 says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors, but it's through him that love us. It's through him that we understand for neither death nor life, nor angel nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's who our Lord is now. Our Lord is Christ Jesus. Got to get that. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. I'm excited, brother, since I'm excited about the Word of God. I want to see if, Pastor, are you hearing me?
Yes, Pastor.
Yes, Pastor. Okay. I had this other device plugged up here. I hope everybody can hear us. But if you will, Pastor, could you lead us in a word of prayer?
Yes, Pastor. And thank you for that song, More Than a Conqueror. Amen, amen. And you quoted my scripture, Pastor, but I'm going to quote it too. Amen. And from Romans, I said you quoted the scripture that I was going to share today. So I'm going to read it from Romans 8:37. It says, nay, in all.
Read it out the messenger, Bible.
I could do that. Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Okay. So from the Message Bible, Romans 8:37. Mm-hmm. More than a conqueror. All right, 8:37.
Mm-hmm.
None of this phases us because Jesus loves us. I'm absolutely convinced that nothing living or dead, angelic or demonic, today or tomorrow, high or low, thinkable or unthinkable, absolutely nothing can get between us and God's love, because the way that Jesus our Master has embraced us. Amen, amen. And that was from the Message Bible. Praise God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, in the name of Jesus, we come and thanking you for this day, Father God. We're thanking you for your many blessings. We're thanking you for those that are listening, those that have called in, those that are listening by internet, Father God. We're just thanking you for each and every one. We know that your word changes our lives, Father God. Your word draws us closer to you, Father God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you just for all of your many blessings, Father God. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless our pastor. Use him mightily as he brings the word, teaches the word to us, and that we're able to have scripture to back it up, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you would be with all those that ask us to keep them in prayer, no matter what they're going through, Father God. Just as the song say, and as your word says, we are more than conquerors, because the word tells us greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So, Father God, help us to stand on your word and live according to the word of God. Be with those that are sick and shut in, for you said in your word, by your stripes we are healed. Be with those that are going through and the bereaved. You said you will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. And Father God, help us to trust you, Father God, no matter what's going on, no matter what we hear, let us bind up any negative talk that try to hinder us from being close to you, Father God. We binding that up right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we plead in the blood of Jesus on each and every one of us, on our pastor, on listeners, those listening by internet, and those that participate. Father God, we love you, and we just want to say thank you for all things, Father God. And Lord, continue to allow this word to be in our hearts, Father God. As pastor teaches, let us receive it, Father God. In the name of Christ Jesus, we do pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that, the reading of the word. And also, thank us so much. Thank you so much for that beautiful prayer. Listen, brothers and sisters, when you're in Christ, ain't nothing going to separate you. When you're in Christ, they ain't made the right drugs yet.
All right.
They ain't made enough alcohol yet. The right man ain't came across your path yet.
All right.
The right woman ain't came across your path. If you're Christ, and if you love Christ enough, ain't nothing going to separate you that love that you have in Christ. Now, what can happen is that person can have Christ, and there's a hookup there. That person can love the Lord as much as you love, but it ain't going to separate you. That makes it real plain to somebody. You know, because a lot of people think, well, you know what, they're this faith and they're that faith. Brother and sister, that's a bunch of hogwash, man. Be honest with yourself, bless God. I hope you all are hearing me, this other device here. But listen, brothers and sisters, be honest with yourself. If you love the Lord enough, ain't nothing to separate you from it. Whatever God got for you, hey, you ready to go through it, see?
Yeah.
But hey, brothers, if you want to really pick up where we left off on Wednesday, and I truly enjoyed yesterday's lesson, but I'm going to kind of pick up off where we left off Wednesday, because I feel like yesterday was just a free-for-all day where everybody just shared scripture they working on. It could have something to do with the lesson. It could not have anything to do with the lesson. But the important thing is you have a chance to share. And eventually this broadcast may come to that because some things the Lord done put in my spirit. So I'm just saying. But right now, we like to go to 1 Corinthians. I think it was 15 and 57. 1 Corinthians 15 and 57. And we're talking about developing integrity by the Word of God and through the Word of God, by allowing the Word of God to prevail. And if you want to have integrity, the Word of God must prevail. We talked about faith makes the world prevail. Over there in Matthew 8:23-27. We talked about Jesus and the Word are one. And when you come to understand that the Word, that's Christ, man. That's Him speaking to you. Those are His words. Mm-hmm. So we have to let that Word prevail. Remember Romans 4:17 through 19, That gave us a graphic picture of what the word prevailing is really about. The word of God mm-hmm. will prevail over your fears. That's why you're not going to let anything separate you. The word of God will prevail over your thought process. See?
Yeah.
And when you let the word of God prevail, that's faith. But you have to speak it. The words mm-hmm. in our lips tells the word of God to begin to increase. The more you speak the word of God, the more it began to increase. See, the word ain't going to go nowhere. Let me say that, too. The word of God is not going to go anywhere. Remember Matthew 24 and 35? Heaven and earth can pass away, but the word is not going to pass away, brothers and sisters. And I don't care what your scientist said or anyone else. And but the word of God makes us love God. Until the word prevail, John 13, 34, 35 will never be known in the world. But the word has to prevail. He says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. See, when you begin to allow the word of God to prevail, you become just a new one. Because that's what God does. He done put his word out there, and it's doing what it does.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the right English or not, but who cares?
That's all right.
The word of God is going to do what it do. How about that one, huh? You
mm-hmm.
let it do what it do. Because if you'll speak it, you watch, it will not return unto God void, but it will accomplish what he set it out to do. Now, over in 1 Corinthians 15, and like I said, we stopped at the 57th verse, it says, but thank be to God, which give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. But now in a single victorious stroke of life, 3, sin, guilt, death are gone. The gift of our Master Jesus Christ. Thank God. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes, you see, Satan seems to be victorious in the Garden of Eden, according to Genesis 3. And at the cross of Jesus, but hold up, God turned Satan's apparently victory into defeat. And I like to read a couple of scriptures on this. And because you got to see that the word of God began to prevail, brothers and sisters. Jesus defeated. When Jesus Christ rose from the dead, Colossians 2:15. I'd like for you to go there with me, if you will. Colossians 2:15. You got to see this. Colossians 2:15. It reads like this. It says, well, I was going to go somewhere else, but let me do this. And having spoil, principalities, power, he made a show of them openly. Here's a key word, triumphing over them in it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. From the Message Bible. He stripped all the spiritual giants in the universe of their shame, authority at the cross, and march them naked through the streets. Amen.
Read that one more time, Pastor.
Amen. He stripped all the spiritual giants in the universe of their shame, authority at the cross, and marched them naked through the streets. Amen.
Triumphant over that. So,
yeah.
Well, let me add one other scripture to that one, too, because over there in Hebrews 2:14, It says, for as much then, that's Hebrews 2 and 14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of that same, that through death he may destroy him that had power over death. That is the devil. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. In the Message Bible, by embracing death, taking it into himself, he destroyed the devil's hold on death and freed all who cowered through life, sacred to death of death. I mean, scared to death to, of death. Amen.
Well, I'm going to read the 15th verse 2. And delivered them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. See, when you're fearful of death, you're subject to bondage. So here's what Jesus did. Because we are children of the flesh, Jesus became flesh. That's what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
And he took part of that same kind of thing. Then what he did is through death, he destroyed it. He destroyed death.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, he destroyed death.
Mm-hmm.
Now is it making sense? So when you go back and you read Colossians, you understand that he's, because he was obedient, he spoiled the principalities and power. He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. So in the midst of death, he took death, throwed it away.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't put this on my people anymore. Death, you, where is your stain? I want to know now. What's going on with you, death?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Didn't have no power.
Mm-hmm.
Principalities had no power. But Hebrews, it said, that's what kept us in fear. But death.
Yeah.
All our lifetime. You worried about death. Folks, let me tell you right now. And if you haven't heard, let me tell you right now so you can hear. Let's just be flashing news. Let this be a news break for you right now. Let this be your news break.
No,
you
right
will
now.
Not die when you're in Christ. You're in Christ, you'll never die. Don't tell them I told you that. Show it to them in the Word of God. You will
Amen.
Pass from life unto eternity. You'll never die. You just read
Hallelujah.
Over there in Romans 8. Ain't nothing going to separate you.
Amen.
From the love of Christ. Nothing. Death
mm-hmm.
don't have no power over you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah. You don't have no power over you.
Thank
Gotta
you,
know
Lord.
This. He delivered who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. You ain't subject to that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
He took that away. Hallelujah.
Now, thank you, Lord.
I'm going to make 1 Corinthians. I want to say this. 1 Corinthians 15. Thus death is no longer a source of, see, this is what drove fear to people. They're worried about dying. Why are you worried about dying?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be driven by death or the fear of death.
Mm-hmm.
Christ overcame it. And one
yeah.
day, we will also, how? By being in Christ. The law the law no longer makes sinners out of us.
Mm-hmm.
Who cannot keep it. Death has been defeated. You got to say that several times to get this. But death has been defeated. Death
yeah.
is no longer a matter of your concern.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
It went away with sin.
Hallelujah.
Sin ain't something you asking with. I hope it's not nothing you asking with. And death shouldn't be either.
Thank you,
Lord. And I'm going to say this, too. People might have faith. You are faith. Jesus didn't have to pray for faith. He was faith. He just
Amen.
Did what the Father said. And that covers mm-hmm. it. See,
yeah.
The word is what makes us conquerors. How I know this. The Bible says if he hates his brother, he is living in darkness, and the word has not prevailed in his life.
Mm-hmm.
So the word has to prevail.
Mm-hmm.
He's still walking as a common man. Remember over in 1 Corinthians, maybe I need to go there, over in 1 Corinthians 3, I'm going to ask Pastor read it out of, I read out the King James. But 1 Corinthians 3, I want you to get a hold of this, brother and sister. 1 Corinthians, 3 I think. But anyway, it says, for ye are yet carnal, for where there is among you envy, strife, and division, are ye not yet carnal, walking as men? That's 1 Corinthians 3 and 3.
Okay, 1 Corinthians 3 and 3. Amen. From the Message Bible. You're acting like infants in relation to Christ, capable of nothing much more than nursing at the breast. Well, then, I'll nurse you since you don't seem capable of anything more. As long as you grab for what makes you feel good or makes you look important, are you really much different than a babe at the breast? Content only when everything's going your way. Amen.
Yeah. And Paul was trying to speak to these people as Christians, as spiritual, he called them. He
mm-hmm.
said, I want to speak to you as unto spiritual. He said, but you are so carnal. He said, even now, you're babes in Christ. So he's trying to get
mm-hmm.
them to understand, you belong to Christ. You're spiritual now.
Yeah, yeah.
As long
Amen.
As you are not influenced by the corrupt nature. See, when you began to be influenced by the corrupt nature, then and that's where jealousies come in. That's where arguments come in.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're being influenced by the things of this world or by the system. And as long as
yeah.
you're corrupt, as long as you're being influenced by that, you're living according to human standards. And so
mm-hmm.
Paul begs to differ by saying, and you walk as mere men. You're walking as men.
Yeah.
You ain't graduated. You haven't allowed the word of God to prevail in your life yet.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't allowed the word of God to make you conquerors yet. You're still
mm-hmm.
hanging on to this fleshly stuff.
Have mercy.
Yeah. So, for ye are yet carnal. Simply meaning you're being ruled by the senses. For where there is among you jealousy, strife, are you not carnal? And do you not walk after the manner or common men? How many believers, because the word does not prevail in them, live as common men? They let disease overtake them. They let sickness, and that's what they go to. Y'all always go to the doctor. A lot of times, brothers and sisters, you be surprised. I'm here tormented and being struggling and going through it because I know God is a healer. I know that.
Yeah.
So I want
mm-hmm.
the word of God to have a chance to prevail. Because
Amen.
If we
yeah.
because we don't walk as mere men.
Mm-hmm.
We walk in the light of the word of God. John 8:12 Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
Amen.
See, as long as sickness prevail over our thinking, you are walking in darkness. That's why I loved about Evangelist Renee's testimony on yesterday. Brothers and sisters, I just got to be honest with you guys, man. That sister's walking in the Word of God.
Amen.
She's not giving sickness the victory. She allowing the Word of God to prevail. That's living proof. But as long as sickness prevails over you, you're walking in darkness. Your mental access to the Word. Now, that don't mean you don't have the Word, but you're not acting on it. You're not allowing it to have its rightful place in your life. In other words, you're not acting on it. You're saying it, but you're not acting on it. As long as you walk in privacy, as long as you walk in the testimony of your need and you're lacking stuff. You can't walk like you lack something. You can't speak that way. You can't speak like that. David says, I will fear no evil. Thou art my rod. He said, I don't have any wants. How come Christian folks always want this, want that? No, that's not victory, brothers and sisters. Victory is you not wanting anything. Oh, preacher, that don't make sense. Well, look at Philippians 4:19. I'm going to get Pastor to read that. And you got to understand how this works. Philippians 4:19. I need to go there first. In Philippians 4:19. Okay. Well, you know what? Maybe I'll read it out of a King James verse. I was going to have pastors read it, and I didn't tell them, so my bad. In Philippians 4:19, for your hearing, it says, but my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Amen. From the Message Bible, you can be sure that God will take care of everything you need. His generosity exceeding even yours in the glory that pours from Jesus, our God and Father, abounds in glory that just pours out into eternity. Yes. Amen.
See, Philippians 4:19 has no place in the life that is not dominated by the Word of God. And he says, and my God shall supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. See, all of that is spiritual, brothers and sisters. Yeah. I know we get off into I know I need my house payment. God's going to support. I'm not saying he's not going to do this, brother and sister. Because then I would make Philippians 4:13 a lie that says, and I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. See, you have to be in the spirit. You can do anything and everything through Christ, that spirit. That strengthens you. That goes back to that scripture we talked about yesterday in Ephesians, not yesterday, it's Wednesday, in Ephesians 6. Brothers and sisters, our strength is in the Lord. Don't walk around talking about you can do it all things. No, it has a place, and it's in Christ. So when the Word prevails, you have plenty for yourself and for others because of Philippians 4:13. Had not yet gained the sentence in the unfruitful life. So when a lot of people say, I can do all things through him that strengthens me. Well, are you getting the strength from him? Or are you just saying that? See, a lot of people say that, but they're not getting their strength from him.
Have mercy.
To me, there's a lot of confession, where people stumble. Confession in is present when the word has not prevailed over your reasoning. The word of God has to prevail over your way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And so when Christ, the word, have not become a reality, then Romans 10:8 says, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That's what we got to continue to preach.
Yeah.
It's the word of faith.
Amen.
See, your mind may recognize the word, but let me ask you something. Do your spirit recognize the word? See, a lot of us, our minds recognize scripture, and then we want to quote them and try to live by them. But how about your heart, this secret place of faith, the place where Christ likes to live? Has the word prevail? See, the word must prevail over our mind. So when the word became as real to me as the word of a friend, or when someone says something to you, the word of God has to become bigger than that problem.
That's right. That's right.
When the doctor say to you, when the doctor say to you, you got AIDS, or you got a bad leg, or you got whatever you got, when the doctor say that, does the word of God become bigger than that and say, well, hey, by his stripes, I'm healed?
Yes, yes, amen.
See, you speak like that when you know you have the Father's word, and you do it immediately. Immediately.
Yes.
You began to say things like, Jehovah is my light and my salvation. Who shall I fear? I'm telling them about what the doctors say. Jehovah is my strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Did he say that he is the strength of my life? That's what he said. Then he is the strength of your life. If you heard that in your spirit.
Amen.
I have the strength, but it's in Christ. I have the strength I need for every emergency. It's in Christ.
Yeah.
I don't lack wisdom. I don't lack wisdom. You know why? Because God made Jesus to be wisdom unto for me.
Amen.
He have the ability to use the knowledge that he's given us, brothers and sisters. Let me be clear. He's given us knowledge through the word of God. We're no longer walking in darkness, but we have the light of the world. Remember Colossians 1:13, I want to say Evangelist Sharon read that the other day. But in Colossians, I think we ought to go there, Pastor. Let's go to Colossians 1:13. Let's do 13 and 14 now that I'm here. Let's do 13 and 14. It reads this way. Who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, God rescued us from dead end alley and dark dungeons. He set us up in the kingdom of the Son he loved so much, the Son who got us out of the pit we were in, got rid of the sins we were doomed to keep repeating. Amen. Hallelujah.
Did you all hear her? who has become a reality. Become a reality.
Thank you, Lord.
A reality. It says, who deliver us out of the power. You're not in the power of the darkness. You're not in Satan. God has delivered you out of the power of darkness. That singing, any habit, anything you think is darkness, that's drugs, that's sexual, that's everything you call singing, you've been delivered from a job. You've been delivered.
Amen.
Your spirit man has been delivered, translated into the kingdom of his son, by his dear son.
Yes.
In whom we have redemption. Deliver out of the weakness of spiritual blindness. Deliver out of the old mental state of inhabitant.
Mm-hmm.
So here, I'll tell you what. We can now do all things in him because he has become our ability.
Thank you, Lord.
He's become our ability. That's where my ability is. It's in him.
Mm-hmm.
You have wisdom to know that.
Mm-hmm.
In 2 Corinthians, I'm going to say this and we'll be done. And we'll turn it over to anybody who'd like to have anything to say. But I'm going to end it by saying, because the word of God has to prevail, brother and sister, or you're not going to grow in the integrity, because our integrity is in the word of God. How
Amen.
I know. In 2 Corinthians 3, 5 and 6. 5 and 6 reads like this. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is in God, or is God, who also have made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. From the Message Bible, we wouldn't think of writing this kind of letter about ourselves. Only God can write such a letter. His letter authorizes us to help carry out this new plan of action. This plan wasn't written out with ink on paper, with pages and pages of legal footnotes killing your spirit. It's written with spirit on spirit. His life on our lives. Amen, amen.
See, we don't have that ability. We don't have that certificate. We don't have that qualification. We're not qualified in any way to make this kind of claim.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We depend on God's word, brothers and sisters. The word that... So you see, when he says, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to the account of anything from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who also makes us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant. So the word at last prevails. We are what we say we are. We can do what we say we can do. He is what he says he is. And no word from him is void of the ability to make good in us. God has a responsibility. I'm going to say this. And God's responsibility is to his word, not to us.
All right.
Y'all didn't hear that.
Come on now.
He promised not to, his word will not to return unto him void, but his word will accomplish what he sent it out to do. God got a responsibility to his word. He done put it out there. Now he got to do that. He got to make it right.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor, I'm coming to Akron, Ohio. Come hell or high water, I'm on my way. I got to make that right.
Yeah.
Pastor, imagine, you know what I'm going to do, Pastor, is I'm going to cook this delicious meal since you come. She can't base her cooking that meal if I gave her my word. She ought to be somewhere at the grocery store right now, if that's making sense to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because I told her I'm coming. She says, okay, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to cook this delicious meal. She should not wait on me to get
there. Amen.
She should always be at the grocery store. I hope this is making sense to somebody. I'm trying to show you how God can put his word out there.
Yeah.
It's up to us to go to the grocery store. It's up to us to make sense of this thing. You ain't got to wait on God. Trust me. You ain't got to wait on God.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Okay. Well, we normally give a few minutes. So anybody like to have anything they want to share, press 1. This is the time, or you can wait Sunday, or you can do it now. You may feel need joining now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. I just want to read that scripture from God's Word, Pastor, 2 Corinthians 3, verses 5 and 6. And it reads, by ourselves, we are not qualified in any way to claim that we can do anything.
Amen.
Rather, God makes us qualified. He has also qualified us to be ministers of a new promise, a spiritual promise, not a written one. Clearly, what was written brings death, but the Spirit brings life. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We are living epistles.
Amen. Yes, we are.
I probably need to leave that alone. But, Pastor, how many people want to walk around here and say, you know, when you see me, you're looking at the Bible?
Not nobody I know of.
But here's one, Pastor. Put it on your book. You're looking at the Bible. We are living in the testament. And I'm going to declare that over your life. You are a living epistle.
Hallelujah.
That's what the word says you are. Now, it's up to you. But all of your, you know, sufficiency has to come from Christ. Because he
Amen.
Gave you Christ. Yeah. This is where our trust is. Our trust is in Christ, not in man.
Yeah.
But it's
Amen.
In Christ, bless God.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Anyone
else?
Awesome, Pastor. I'm glad you went and did that at the Messenger Bible. See, brothers and sisters, you don't have to be too far off. If you just stay with God, he'll say it for you. He'll speak it for you.
Amen.
He'll do it for you. Will he will?
Yeah.
Yes, he will. He'll do it for you.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
But just, I can't be more sure of what we are. And it's all predicated by being in Christ. I can't be more sure of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because
all
God's
right.
word is alive. It's living.
Yeah. Yeah.
We ain't talking about being no building now. That's dead. I'm talking about being alive in the word. Because Hebrews 4 and 12 say his word is living. So if you're in Christ and you're in his word, you're a living thing, man.
You're a living epistle.
Amen.
Well, Pastor, I thank God. Today, this hour, this moment, you are a living epistle as far as God concerned.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Look how you see yourself. That's how God sees you. And he expects for you to line up. He expects for me to line up.
Mm-hmm. His word. Mm-hmm.
So, why? So we can be rid of all men. Woo! God, he put that on us. Yes, sir. He didn't put it on us. He didn't put it on you. Line up. No, I ain't trying to hear no excuses. Line up. He put it on you. He said we are epistles written in the hearts known as read of all men. So when somebody reads you, they need to see Christ.
All right. Amen.
That's the recommendation we need.
Mm-hmm.
That when people see you, they see Christ.
Thank you.
They don't even see you carrying your Bible. They need to read it right to you. This is our ministry. This is what God. Yeah, let me tell you. Listen, brother and sister. There are a lot of patriarchs who would love to have been able to represent Christ. And we have that right. We've been given it.
Amen.
Anyone else? Hallelujah. Well, if nothing else,